This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just want to learn more about why the person that doesn't want to take a quarterback at number two is that person. We've had a lot of different updates on this. In fact, really, I think in the past 24 hours, it has been more of an evolvement of not just recognizing that there's Shador Sanders at two, but the idea that maybe even Cam Ward could be available at two and figuring out what the Browns would want to do. But I saw you online earlier today already trying to, kick the hornet's nest, if you will, and knock down some of those ideas and thoughts already.
Just trying to explain myself.
And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for just an explanation. I just want to know how we got here. And more importantly, and I open up the phone lines at 216-474-0092, is either side even willing to budge on quarterback at two plans? Because I do think we are in this spot where if you are pro quarterback at two, you have your reasons. And if you're anti quarterback at two, you have those reasons. And there aren't many people willing to budge. We'll play audio of somebody that might be coming up in a little bit. But it feels like people are pretty entrenched right now, Daryl.
Yeah. My thing is that the top two players in this draft class are not quarterbacks. And therefore, they shouldn't be the first and second players taken off the board just because they play that position. Yes, I recognize the Browns have been dumpster diving since 1999 for quarterbacks. They've been taking flyers on guys since 99. They've made dumb decisions since 99, reaching on players. They have wasted first-round picks on guys that should have never been wasted on them since 99. So I recognize the need. What I don't want to see the Browns do is what they always do, and that is do something because they feel the need to do something.
Okay, but I want to focus in on what you said in the beginning there, and I apologize. I lasted 3 minutes, 30 seconds before I was Johnny Jam up today, but like it's going to happen because it's something that I was thinking a lot about. And all right, so let's use Daniel Jeremiah. I just chose a random mock drafter, random person. Would you say we all respect...
10th and 11th players on his list.
Not even going down that direction. Would you say you respect Daniel Jeremiah,
100%.
Right? What was the first part of the comment that you made? You said you would take...
They are not the top two players available in this draft class.
Okay, so Daniel Jeremiah has a guy named Ashton Jeanty, the running back that finished high up in the Heisman. He didn't win the Heisman Award, but he was top three in the Heisman right this year. He's got him as the fourth best player on his board. If the Browns,
I'm not taking a running back with the second pick.
Right, that would be insane.
That would be absolutely from Trent insane. Richardson.
Well, Mel Kiper alone said he wouldn't take Jim Brown if Jim Brown was available in the draft, right? Because you don't take running backs that early, right?
I would take him at 33 though.
Okay. But you see how this is conflating with a lot of the logic that you're presenting to me here. So if you're not willing to take a running back, and let's say the Browns traded with the Raiders and you had the sixth overall pick, and you're saying no chance am I taking Ashton Jeanty there, because conventional knowledge is assumed you don't take a running back that high.
Right.
But he's the best player available. Daniel Jeremiah says he's the fourth best player in the entire draft and the fourth best player that's there. He's the best actual football player available. Why are you making the concessions for that? But then when we use the quarterback logic, then all of a sudden it's just Fugazi.
Because the one position that you cannot inflate the value of is from a talent perspective. and talk yourself into being better than they actually are is quarterback. If you make if you make a mistake with a running back, if you make a mistake from a defensive tackle or any other position on the field other than quarterback, okay?
Yeah.
Those are not franchise killing mistakes. If you make a mistake at quarterback, that's a potential franchise killer 3 to 4 years, maybe five, depending on the mistake. Okay? That's why. Because yeah, if you get, and believe me, the Browns have, I can pull up the list and go through it, of all the first-round picks they've blown since 99.
Yeah.
All right? But I wouldn't consider those to be franchise killers. Yes, they missed opportunities by not drafting better or other players, including the quarterback position. They've gotten it wrong, whether it is they've gotten it wrong in the player that they have decided to draft, or they've gotten it wrong in deciding not to draft a player and going elsewhere with their selection. But my point is, I know what I saw with these guys. And I look, I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to do a deep dive film breakdown of these two quarterbacks. No, I'm not. I know what I saw of Shedeur Sanders watching him sitting in my recliner on TV in college, during the college football season. I would have blown away. Good player, yes. Top player in the draft, no. Do I think he's a franchise player from day one? No, he needs some development. I don't think he's ready to go. I'm a pretty conservative person when it comes to decision-making processes.
Yeah.
I don't like taking gambles because typically when I do take gambles, they blow up in my face spectacularly.
I feel like
with these two quarterbacks,
yeah,
you are taking a gamble. You're taking a gamble. And I don't like that idea. I would rather dumpster dive once again, which they're going to do anyway, and just get through this year and use these top 100 picks. They got 4 or 5 in the top 105 in this draft. I would rather them use those picks to fill the holes on this roster that they have, which, by the way, offensive line, defensive line, we mentioned running back.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably use maybe a little wide receiver help, although I don't know, this is the draft, take wide receiver. JOK, we don't know what his future is. Maybe they do need to find another sideline-to-sideline defending linebacker again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They need safety help. They need cornerback help. This is not just a team that is a quarterback away. And I feel like that these two guys, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, I was thinking driving in. I was trying to think
trying to figure out how Johnny was going to jam you up there, huh?
No.
I saw your eyes, by the way. Your eyes got real wide when I brought the Genty running back thing to the table.
No, because I knew exactly how I was going to respond to that.
I'm
not going to talk myself into things.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'm going to believe what my eyes tell me.
But positionally, though, we make so many excuses, and we talk about it in such a different way. It's like, well, you'd never take a running back. It doesn't matter if he's the fourth best actual player on the board. You'd never take that running back because we don't take running backs that high, and it's just stupid. But then you have the 10th and the 11th best quarterback, and we can't make the same associations. 10th and 11th best player that happened to be a quarterback. Like, the positional value is the part that loses me in a lot of these conversations. It has to matter.
It does matter, but my point is those quarterbacks, in my view, are not elite yet. They're not worthy of being the top two.
So
the only
reason
they're in the conversation of being the top two picks in this draft is because they play quarterback. That's the only reason. If they were any other position on the field, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about how those two guys are the top two picks in the draft. That's the only reason they're in the conversation.
You say it like it's a bad thing. I say it like, yeah, hell yeah, that's the only reason when they're in the conversation.
They
should be.
I just don't think the value's there for them, for those two guys. For the position, absolutely you take a quarterback at two. I just don't think that those guys meet the value that I require to spend the second overall pick.
I'm just worried you're going to be waiting a really long time to have a quarterback that actually checks those boxes.
I am anticipating the Cleveland Browns are going to be well in position to take a quarterback next year.
And maybe that's where some of the conversation kind of melts down for a lot of people. Is that, like, I live with the idea that you only get the number two pick so often, and I think you're living with the idea of, like, we'll be right back here next year.
Yeah, they're going to be back there next year.
Okay, and that's where maybe we just don't see it eye to eye, right? And listen, I'm not saying they're going to be good next year. Don't get that confused in the slightest bit.
Listen,
I think it's really hard to be like, we're going to be number two again, especially based off of what we saw last year and how much work it took to get to number two to begin with.
This Browns roster is so close to winning big. They won three games last year.
Yeah, they weren't good. No one can make an argument that they were good.
Oh, no. They believe they're close.
But think about how bad they had to be to get to number two. That's the problem. They had to melt down to get to number two. And the most ridiculous and awful and suffering way to get to number two.
I respect their commitment to the bit late in the season.
The commitment to the bit. I don't know that they committed to the bit for as long as they think they did.
They did.
No, I think the final three games they committed to the bit.
I mean, really,
I think they were really trying for stretches there. They beat the Ravens. That's how they beat the Steelers. They were trying.
Just
stunk.
Are you really getting a spark by benching?
No, they knew what they were doing when they went. The moment
James
they went
Winston.
To DTR is when they knew, when they actually waved the white flag. But at that point, they were
really,
already,
I mean, yeah, like,
they
the,
were
like,
already a 3-12 football team at that point.
Here's the thing. They tried to sell us this year. DTR was a spark that they're looking for, right? Remember the clip from Hard Knocks where Stefanski's talking to Jameis on the sidelines? Like,
I'm happy you watched Hard Knocks.
I couldn't even
stomach it.
I had to.
I watched the first episode. I'm just done with the Hard Knocks series, though, is the problem there.
Well, that's fair. But
I used to love sports documentaries, everything about him. I just can't do them the same way I used to.
The clip of Stefanski on the sidelines when he yanked Jameis, and he said to Jameis, I'm looking for a spark here. And the spark that he was looking for was Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all knew what he was doing in that moment. We knew. All right, question, though. 216-474 to below 92. Is either side willing to budge on quarterback at two plans? There's one person that feels like they might be going from one side to the other. I didn't know it was possible at this point, but I'm happy. I got to observe you a little bit. I apologize. We did do a little bit of a jam up there. I didn't even know it was coming. It's just we had to work through it.
That's why you're Johnny Jam Up. It just comes naturally to you.
It really is, though. It's almost entirely too natural.
There is no Peterlin pass for me today. I came in knowing this.
Love that. Don't we have a sounder for the Peterlin pass? Isn't this, Mac, aren't we working on this?
The Peterlin pass.
Not today for Daryl. Might be for you guys. 216-474 to below 92. Hit us up. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Coming up next, right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.